more cans, fair and warmer.
Flair coming your way, and this is Dick Van Dyke to bring it to you. First of all, here's Phyllis Diller, living proof that blondes really do have more fun.
During a total eclipse, or on the dark side of the moon, Phyllis Diller could brighten up any afternoon.
I think one thing that helps hold a marriage together is separate vacations. When I think that I used to want to go with my husband, Fang, on his type vacations, never again. He took me duck hunting once. Have you ever swum through ice-cold water with a duck in your mouth? What kind of thanks do you get, even though you do it? A pat on the rump. I got news. I need a pat on the rump like I need leprosy. Then on another one of his great outdoor-type He-Man vacations, I was going to have one of my many children any minute, and I got stuck in my sleeping bag. I got in all right, but the next morning, I couldn't get out. Well, I don't know how you feel about hopping around the forest in a sleeping bag into town, shopping for skillets, sacked to your gullet with people yelling, "Hey, Pogo," and laughing and screaming. Then in Yosemite one year, I was in this little roadside stop, and the woman next to me had on these fur slacks. I thought, well, I'll start up a conversation. I like to make friends wherever I go. I said, "Those are darling fur slacks." And she said, "Rawr." I said, "Well, where did you get that horrible coat?" She said, "Rawr." Then her kid comes in with matching fur slacks. Well, I practically fainted. I just adore Yosemite, but I'm not ready for living with bears. That sort of thing doesn't bother Fang at all, because he drinks. He's the only man in the world who ever tried to swim the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Here's Julius LaRosa pressing his nose against the maternity ward glass and identifying his progeny.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. Pretty soon, pretty soon, we will hear that low and dream tune. Oh, boy, should she be, sir, no one else but me, sir. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Thank you. Doris Day is going to tell us what she's got. And even if she misses something, no on-site inspections allowed.
I got no diamond, got no pearl. Still, I think I'm a lucky girl. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Moonlight gives me the Milky Way. Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm all right. Night. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Oh, moonlight gives me the Milky Way. No checkbook, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
And with the sun in the morning and the moon in the evening, I'm doing all right.
Moonlight.
Doing all right.
All right.
I'm doing all right.
We're doing all right.
And what has Oscar Brand got? Well, among other things, an old sea shanty. They're not writing any new ones.
Oh, come all ye lovers of lore and legend, come from near and far, for a song and a story on Americana by Oscar Brand and his guitar.
Hello, this is Oscar Brand for Flair. What do you think the oldest sea shanty is? Paradise Street? Way Holloway, Joe, Shenandoah. Well, many experts say that it's a song to the fair Spanish ladies, which has an interesting history.
Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for old England. From Ushant to Scilly is 45 leagues.
The Fair Spanish Ladies, which experts say derives from the same fleet, the British fleet, that fought and beat the Spanish Armada. That's a long, long time ago. And as the men came back to England and sighted their familiar lands, they sang,
the first land we made, it is called the Dead Man. Then Ram's Head off Plymouth, start Portland and White. We sailed right by Beachy, by Fairley and Dungeness, and hove our ship to off the South Foreland Light.
Possibly one of the oldest sea shanties in the world, the Fair Spanish Ladies. This is Oscar Brand for Flair.
Thanks, Oscar. Dick Van Dyke again, reminding you that today's greatest labor-saving device is tomorrow. But one thing you won't want to put off doing till tomorrow is to get the handy little labor-saving device called Flare-Ups. Flare-Ups contains features that show you shortcuts in your housekeeping, or in weeding the garden, or being a den mother, or impressing the boss if you happen to be a working girl. Flare-Ups is our Flare program in printed form. It's a good way to keep things like new recipes or menu suggestions right on tap for quick and easy reference. Flare-Ups features are sent by the same favorite personalities you enjoy on Flare. And the best thing about it, Flare-Ups is free. There's absolutely no charge for it at all. All you do is send your name and address to Flare Ups, ABC Radio, 7 West 66th Street, New York, 23, New York. And please don't be impatient if it doesn't arrive in your mail the very next day or even the very next week. We'll get it to you as fast as we can. The address again is Flare Ups, ABC Radio, 7 West 66th Street, New York, 23, New York. Flare Ups. Eloise McElhone is going to tell us what the inn people are doing. Oh, I suppose they're making license plates and hoping for parole as usual.
Here's a special surprise of ABC's. Will the next Flare guest come in and sign in, please?
This is Eloise McElhone to tell you what's in. What are the inn people doing, saying, buying? Well, some of the inns are buying a new style in watches. It's a gold signet ring with the works right where the crest should be. Very elegant, and they tell me very chic. For your hip friend, there's a watch on which the number 5 marks every hour, so every hour is 5 o'clock. That way, he won't feel too bad about those noontime martinis. The word's up from Texas that the inn people down there finally have found out what to give the person who has everything. One of the department stores is offering his and hers twin-engine aeroplanes. And believe it or not, according to our Texas source, they actually sold a pair for Christmas. Do you know the new inn version of the old shell game? It's the newest fashion for the evening at home. Long, and I mean butt long to the floor, skirts made of heavy tweed, and topped with a satin or silk shell, which is a sleeveless overblouse. That's the new inn look this year, mixing the heavy with the shiny and delicate. Like Rough and Ready, Mutton Jeff, or Allen and Rossi. They're in. Good things don't always finish last. In San Franciscans are once more flocking to the Nob Hill Hotel for that after-the-theater supper. The reason? Anson Week's Dance Band is back for the first time since 1938. And that's what's in for today.
Norrie Paramore's orchestra plays Dancing Diamonds.
Thank you.
The four lads say everybody is swinging down the lane, or at least the people who made it through the ski season uncasted.
Everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody feeling grand, swinging down the lane. That's the time I miss the bliss that we might have known.
A very famous musical figure on television is at last available to radio, so Flair is now proud to present Mr. Bernard Lernstein to explain a well-known piece of music.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Today I would like to interpret for you the very obvious subtleties of a famous piece of music that I know you will recognize as soon as I play it for you, while I conduct an arrangement of it I did for a piano I built for a musical I wrote. The piece is really so simple a child could play it, if, of course, he had my training and also my arrangement, which I am conducting while I play. Notice the trills the composer has sneakily snuck in here, together with these oriental overtones. Being an expert on this composer, as I am, I know that he struggled with many melodies before he settled on this one. From his notes, which I have very cleverly pieced together, I can see that these are some of the melodies he tried before he settled on his masterpiece. I shall play them for you. Well, that's today's class. Now I have to hurry off to give Igor Stravinsky his piano lesson, and then hurry off to work on my arrangement of my new symphony, which I will conduct while I play its difficult piano solo. That melody was based on my famous ballet, which was later made into a musical I wrote, which is still playing at the theater, that I named after me. Bing Crosby says he has a blue room, and with all the baby boys he's produced, I'll bet it's gotten a lot of use.
We'll have a blue room, a new room for two room, where every day's a holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses. We're Mr. and Mrs. on a little blue chair. You'll sew your trousseau, and Mr. Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly care as our blue room far away up there. It's a new room, and it's a blue room just for you and I.
Margaret Truman for Flair has some wisdom to share.
As Harry's daughter, she oughter.
This is Margaret Truman with some Flair words today for those of you with a tremendous yearning just about now for a heavy dose of balmy tropical breezes, that lovely old away-from-home remedy called Caribbean Cruise. If you're in doubt as to how this yearning matches up with the family earning power, here's a rundown on some of the extras you're likely to encounter over and above the actual ticket price. Your ticket, of course, covers sleeping accommodations, food consumed at regularly scheduled eating hours, and use of shipboard facilities of a public nature, gymnasium equipment, swimming pools, and such. On most ships, you can also count on between-meal snacks for free. Tips, on the other hand, are definitely extra, as is any liquor you consume aboard ship, either in the form of cocktails or in one of the lounges or of wine at meals. You'll also have to pay extra for laundry, pressing, dry cleaning, and any other valet services, for haircuts or beauty treatments, and, as you might suspect, for any items on sale in shipboard shops. Most of the extras, in other words, are really and truly extras, the non-essential but pleasurable pluses of the trip. If you can afford them, fine. But don't stay home if you can't. A cruise without a beauty appointment is better than no cruise at all.
The key men to unlock the secret of Lulu's charm.
Gotta get my old tuxedo pressed. Gotta sew a button on my vest, 'cause tonight I gotta look my best. A boutonniere. Lulu's just in town. Just tell all my pets, my charming coquette, Mr. Otis regrets. He won't be around. You can tell the mailman, don't call. Ain't coming home until fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in. Otis regrets that he won't be around. He won't be around town. Tell the mailman not to call. Ain't coming home till the fall. I might not get back home at all.
Nutritional expert Carlton Frederick says Americans are getting taller.
Nutritional whiz kid Carlton Frederick has advice for you to follow and vitamin information for you to swallow.
This is Carlton Frederick's for Flair. One of the ways in which people resist nutrition education, predicated on their unwillingness to acknowledge the fact that they are eating as if determined to commit gastronomic suicide, is to bring up questions which they think will elicit fallacies in the reasoning of the nutritionist. One of these questions has to do with the increase in height, which is characteristic of the modern generation in America. They say, if we're eating so badly, how do you explain the fact that our children are growing taller than we were? Now, this, of course, implies that the increase in height which has marked recent generations in this country is based upon improved diet. Actually, the increase began before modern nutrition was stumbled upon, and indeed seems to be related to the height of immigrants to this country as much as to anything else, because the decrease in immigration from Ireland and Germany, taller people, after 1880, and the increase in that from Italy and Russia, shorter people, led to the surprising finding that the American doughboy of World War I was somewhat shorter than the soldier of the war between the states. But that is all beside the point, because if we are eating poorly and managing to grow taller, then something is wrong with the equation, according to the public. I think you seem to forget that our Kentucky mountaineers are very tall people, but not necessarily well-fed.
Listening to Flair, a worldwide presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.